AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The chief of the National Counterterrorism Center is resigning over the Iran war, saying he cannot, in good conscience, back the effort. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Joe Kent says Iran posed no imminent threat to the U.S. at the White House.
Iran was a tremendous threat.
And President Trump says he does not want anyone in the administration who disagrees with that.
They're not smart people or they're not savvy people.
Kent's resignation after less than a year on the job reflects unease within the president's base about both the war and its justification. Kent says it's clear the war started due to pressure from Israel, which the president has denied. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iran fired missiles and drones at its Gulf Arab neighbors and Israel. Israel says two top Iranian officials have been killed. Oil prices are higher. It all involves ship traffic in the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump says he asked NATO and other allies for help there and was rejected.
All of the NATO allies agreed with us, but they don't want to, you know, despite the fact that we help them so much, we have thousands of soldiers in different countries all over the world, and they don't want to help us, which is amazing.
Israel has increased attacks targeting Iran-backed Hezbollah in Lebanon. Canada says it was not consulted over the U.S.-Israeli strikes on Iran and has no intention of taking part in the operation. Closing arguments have started in San Francisco in a Twitter shareholder trial, accusing Elon Musk of driving down Twitter, now X, stock. Iran's embassy in Mexico has suggested the country is negotiating with FIFA to move Iran's World Cup matches from the U.S. to Mexico after President Trump discouraged the Iranian team from attending the tournament, citing safety concerns. Oil prices, as mentioned, are higher. Stocks are higher in late-day trading. This is AP News. The AP's Charles Deledesma reports a deal has been offered related to oil.
EU officials say they've offered money and technical help to Ukraine to fix a key oil pipeline in Central Europe, which supplies both Hungary and Slovakia with Russian oil. The officials hope that they'll persuade Hungary to drop its veto on major aid to Ukraine. European Commission spokeswoman Paula Pignot says an expert is available to go to Ukraine now.
To make sure that we can, that all the necessary work is done in terms of reparation, in terms of restoration of the pipeline so that oil supplies are eventually resumed.
Oil deliveries through the Druzhba pipeline have been halted since January 27 after it was damaged, leading to an escalating feud between Ukraine and Hungary. Ukraine blames Russian drone attacks for the damage. I'm Charles Deledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.